everybody. Eric Weisler here, and welcome to the Terror Turnpike. It's February, the time of Valentine's, and the return of The Walking Dead on the 9th. It kills me, pun intended, that the show always pops back up in the month of wine and roses. Or is that beer and pizza? Maybe blood and guts. Anyway, it's just so romantic, you know? You figure it out. This month, we're off to Seymour, Indiana to take a look at one of the best movie-themed tribute haunts the Midwest has to offer. I'm talking about Fear Fair, and they're quite aptly named. Getting the particulars down, their website is simply fearfair.com, and they have pages on both Facebook and YouTube. Do a search for Fear Fair Haunt on the tube, and all three are loaded to the gills with information, photos, and peeks inside. Seymour, Indiana is a small town called the Crossroads of America and is most popularly known for being the birthplace of John Mellencamp. Fear Fair is located at Freeman Field Municipal Airport and was once a World War II Army barracks. Forbes magazine recently ranked Fear Fair as one of the best haunts in the nation, and they've been honing their craft since 2003, and that decade plus worth of experience has served them well. They consistently top the polls of local attraction surveys, including and not limited to the City Blood and Ohio Valley Haunts websites. As a matter of discussion, let's face it, the haunted house industry, borrows, shall we say, from horror films quite liberally. I mean, isn't being in a haunted house kind of like being in a horror film anyway? The two entities are pretty well inseparable from my viewpoint anyway. Consider this. Where would we be without the limitless iterations on Castle Dracula or Dr. Frankenstein's laboratory? And have you ever noticed how overall we always seem to end up going back to these two gentlemen's abodes in regards to generalized settings and atmosphere? Then add in the landscape all of the countless abandoned and desecrated abbeys, schoolhouses, and barns, plus the multitude of haunted houses that have featured in various Hollywood offerings. The connections here are obvious, and it really doesn't take a tremendous amount of observation to make them. The trick for the commercial haunt industry is where is the line drawn between creative license and outright forgery, and not very well done forgery at that. I've always been lukewarm on this type of attraction. I've mentioned several times before that I have little love for the zombie-themed bandwagon everybody seems to be jumping on nowadays, although to be fair, a few spots do it really well, though I draw the line at undead shooting galleries. Please. Also, while you expect a certain amount of iconic characters to crop up in any haunt, a lot of places cut their own throat by being too trendy. I've remarked on this before as well, but I think it's utter foolishness when your haunt revamps itself into the image of what's popular at the moment, especially long-running attractions. And I've seen more than a few spots do this, much to their detriment. However, Fear Fair offers something a bit different. So what exactly does make these guys so special? Brett Hayes, the owner and administrator of Fear Fair, was kind enough to have an extended email exchange with me and filled me in on a few particulars about the haunt. For starters, the primary point about Fear Fair is that their movie scenes are on an entirely different level than most haunted attractions. One of the things that people wrongly assume is that the focus on movie scenes means they lower quality, intensity, insert your adjective here. I fully understand and get that, for reasons that I've already discussed. Fear Fair's personal goal is for the show to trump Universal Halloween Horror Nights, and quite a few guests who have attended both events claim they've achieved that. Universal has a larger budget, obviously, but they also have the restrictions of designing for massive throughput, being mild enough in their scares for a general audience. Fear Fair isn't limited in this area, and they capitalize upon it. They're billed as a hard PG-13 attraction and work within that scope. Another thing they don't tend to super publicize is their charity status. People tend to make negative assumptions about the quality of your show based on that, so it's played down. On the flip side, they've been able to build two playgrounds for children and equip the entire police forces of two communities with emergency defibrillators in recent years. You could say they really do scare because they care, but I think that's been taken already, don't you? These guys are not trendy. They've always promoted themselves as a tribute haunt, stuck with it, and do it exceedingly well. It's rare when haunted houses can pull off one movie scene after another successfully, but these guys have been at it so long, they do it with grace and style. A little heads up here, gang. These guys play rough. You will get touched, cursed at, and chased around the perimeter. Fear Fair is not for the faint of heart or the prissy. You have been warned, you're going to get roughed up. The place opens with a military zombie scenario that comes off quite well, actually. I won't go far into the details, but suffice it to say this is one of the better executed riffs on that theme. Now, call this a case of eating my words, but they do have a riff on The Walking Dead here, but it is pulled off with such authenticity and detail, not some quick cash-in, and the guy who plays Rick Grimes does so with plenty of panache. And their mock-up of downtown Atlanta, Georgia is a sight to behold. A lot of beloved cinematic nightmares pop up on your journey through here. Freddy, Jason, Michael Myers, the usual suspects, with a surprise or two thrown in, not to mention a wonderful Frankenstein's laboratory scenario. All done with a lot of love and affection for these characters, along with a genuine sense of respect for the source material, sorely lacking in a lot of attractions nowadays. Fear Fair's location is quite secluded. You are literally in the middle of nowhere, nothing but open fields and darkness all around you. Indiana's kind of known for that. I'll say it again. It is dark out there. No street lighting whatsoever. And this is one of the few times we genuinely needed the GPS to avoid getting hopelessly lost. Yes, I'm hinting pretty directly here, people. Take heed. Fear Fair does have a photo app, by the way. When we visited there, the pictures would show the next day on either their own site or their Facebook page. I forgot which. But this is offered at the end of the trail and is actually a nice little memento of the experience. Highlights? The whole thing, really, for two primary reasons. One, the authenticity and level of detail to the scenarios is outstanding and far surpasses the competition. And two, the ebb and flow of the tour that twists and turns in so many directions, you're never quite certain where you'll end up next. Safe for kids? Are you kidding? We saw this place freak out teenagers and adults, so I think that's a pretty strong indicator right there. Things to do in Seymour? Sorry, gang. Here's another case where we did our thing and went home. Which is a shame, really. Seymour has a lot to interest haunters in terms of historics. By way of a couple of examples, Seymour is the site of the first ever train robbery, which was committed by the Reno brothers in 1866. It's also the home to the Freedman Field, which is famous for the Freedman Field Mutiny, which was when African-American members of the 477th Bombardment tried to integrate an all-white officers' club. Do a little research. This town has a lot of history behind it that lends itself to our craft. When all is said and done, I'm giving Fear Fair 5 Screaming Scullies. This place is just plain old creepy authentic fun for lovers of horror cinema. What more can you ask for, really? As I mentioned last month, with the show being near its conclusion, and I still have a huge amount of haunts to try and squeeze in, I wanted to briefly point out some extra haunts around Indiana. Two in particular. The first being Necropolis, the city of perpetual darkness in Indianapolis itself. The site is www.darkarmies.com/necropolis-haunted-house. Rewind that, I'm not repeating it. And they have the usual trimmings on Facebook and YouTube. I bring these guys up as they have some terrific set pieces, most of which are handcrafted, and the amount of fine detailing added into it all is amazing. They consistently rank in the local top tens, and even have made Haunted Attractions Top 25 Must-See list more than once. Check them out, if you're not a bunch of sissies. Also worthy of note is the long-running Sandyland Acres Haunted Hayride and Farmer's Revenge. Look for them at sandylandacres.com. Granted, these guys are in Petersburg, Kentucky, but they're so close to the Indiana border, I just had to add them in here. These guys are another haunted hayride and trail and corn maze variety, and this place has been at it since 2006, and their legend is well earned. File these guys under creepy and old school. And while not the biggest or the most technologically proficient, this place can still make people scream their bloody heads off. On a personal note, as it stands now, Lisa and I will not be attending Transworld next month. We have entirely too many things that we want to visit this year, and something had to get the chop, and unfortunately, this was it. By way of a trade-off, we will be at the Midwest Haunters Convention and Ironstock Revisited, both occurring this June. Ironstock we're particularly looking forward to, as we've never been to one, and their legend definitely precedes them. Before I wrap this up, I want to give Brett Hayes of Fear Fair a big shout out and thank you for all of his invaluable help in putting this together. Thank you so much, sir, for your time, your effort, and the photographs, too. Speaking of those photographs, don't forget to check out this segment's companion piece on the Veister's Halloween Haunt Journal Blogspot page, full of aforementioned photos and information on all three haunts featured in this month's segment. Anything you'd like me to comment on in these last few months? You know where to find me, eric@hauntcast.net, or drop me a note on the Facebook Minions page. Truth be told, you'll get a quicker response if you find me on Facebook. And always remember Sven Gulli and brush your fangs, comb your face, drink your milk before it clots, get cracking on those props, and stay scary.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing Hauntcast with all your haunt and Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.